Chazor zeichen nishbach chesed shag b'mihum sechus chulin daf yud aleph. For Gemara, where in the Torah do we find the concept of following the majority? The Gemara asks, the pasuk says, "Achiram lahatis." What's the question? The Gemara says, regarding a majority that's in front of us, Rubid is a kamon, like the case of non kosher stores or the case of the Sanhedrin, we know the source. Our question is regarding a majority that's not in front of us, like the case of a katan or a katana doing yibum. How do we know that we follow a majority over there? So Rabbi Loza said, we learn it from the case, from the head of an oila. The pasuk says that the kayan should cut the oila into pieces, but we learn that he can't cut it into small pieces, which teaches that the head has to be the way it is, it can't be cut up. Now, if the head's not cut up, how do we go inside and check the membrane around the brain to see if it's intact? Because if it's not, it's a trefa. It must be that we follow a majority, and the membrane of the majority of animals is intact. In fact, maybe the head must actually be split open to check the membrane because we don't allow the majority and we don't follow the majority, and he must make sure not to separate the two pieces so that it remains in line with the pasuk's directive not to cut the head into pieces. Therefore, it's no proof. Fekmar Meir, the son of Ravina, said maybe the source is from the isser of breaking a bone for the carbon pesach. Now, that isser means that we may not break open the head. If the head is not cut open, how can we check to see if the membrane is intact? Because if not, it's a trefa. It must be that we follow the majority, and the majority of membranes of animals are taka intact. Meir says, again, not a good proof. Maybe the kohen puts a burning coal on the head and allows it to burn through the bone and then checks the membrane, because there's a brice that says that burning through a bone in this way is not included in the isser of breaking a bone. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, maybe the source is from the halacha that the tail of a sheep carbon must be put on the mizbeach whole. This means he can't be opened to check the spinal cord that's in the tail to make sure it's intact, because if it's not, again, it's trefa. So how can we put it on the mizbeach whole? You have to say that we follow the majority. The majority of the spinal cords are intact. Mar says no. Maybe the tail has to be split open to check the spinal cord, because we don't follow the majority, and he has to make sure and make the careful not to separate the two pieces so that it remains in line with the pasuk's directive to keep the tail whole. Therefore, it's not a proof. Rav Sheshes, the son of Rav Edi, said we learn it from Egla Rufa. The pasuk says Ho Arufa, which teaches our roof, the calf has to be whole. Now, without breaking the bones to be able to see inside, how can we determine if it's not a trefa? We learn from a pasuk that a trefa would be puzzled to use for this procedure. It must be we rely on majority to say that the animal is not a trefa. Rabbi Rav Sheila said we learn it from Paraduma, regarding which a drush on a pasuk teaches that it has to be burned when it's still whole. Now, without breaking the bones, how can we see if it's a trefa? We can't see, and yet we know from a pasuk that a trefa will be possible for the Paraduma. It must be we learn the majority that the animal is not a trefa. Rachab Yaakov said we learn it from the goat that's sent to the Azazel, where we learn from a pasuk that the goat has to be like the other goat that's offered for the chatzos, and therefore it can't be a trefa. Now, why are we not concerned that it's a trefa and therefore a pasuk? It can't be that we check it after it's pushed down the mountain, because we have learned that it gets totally ripped apart through this procedure. It must be we rely on the majority to say that the animal is not a trefa. Rav Mari said we learned from the halacha that someone who hits his father is put to death. Now, how can we kill a person when we don't know with absolute certainty that it's his father? Rather, it must be we follow the majority. And since most be'ilus of a woman are with her husband, we can say that al pi roiv, the husband is the father. Now, you can't try to refute this by saying that the case would be where the husband and wife were locked up together in prison when the son was conceived. We have a rule that there's no real apotropos laroi, so you can never be that sure. Gahana said, we learn from the fact that we put a murderer to death. Now, how can we put him to death when it may be that the victim was a trefa? Rather, must be that we follow a majority of people. And since the victim we follows a majority of people, and most people are not trefas. Now, you can't say that we'd only put him to death after we examine the body of the victim, because then we would have to do an autopsy, and that would be obviously a bezoyan. And even if we'd be willing to do this bezoyan, still an examination would not prove anything, because the mortal wound may have been inflicted in a place where there was already previously a hole, and therefore even an examination wouldn't prove with certainty that the victim was not a trefa. Ravina said we learn from the fact that we put Edom Zoyim to death for testifying that someone else is Chayav Misa. Now, how can we put them to death when it may be that the victim was a trefa? Rather, must be that we follow the majority of people and therefore say that the victim was not a trefa. In this case, you can't even say that it's only when the victim has been examined, because the witnesses are only put to death if the victim was taken not put to death, and therefore he has to still be alive, so you can't just rip him apart. Rav Ashi said we learned from the halacha of shechita. The halacha is that one may eat an animal after a proper shechita. Now, why are we not concerned that the shechita was done exactly on the spot where there was already a hole in, let's say, in one of the simanim, and therefore would render the animal a trefa possibly? So rather, it must be that we follow the majority of animals, and therefore we say that the animal was not a trefa. Rav Ashi said, when I repeated this to Rav Kahana, he asked, maybe we only follow this majority when there's no way of determining the true facts, but if there is a way, maybe we would not rely on the roiv. If we don't say that there's a difference, then one should never be allowed to eat meat according to Rav Meir, because he's always concerned for the minority. You can't say that according to Rav Meir, it's true that one may never eat meat, because we know that he agrees that he eat the carbon pesach, other carbonates. Rather, we see that there's a difference in a case when one can verify the facts from a case where one cannot verify the facts.